a couple of points to mention before Rosh Hashanah. Imagine we are holding by Shabbos Day, and Shabbos Day is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it's interesting because when it comes to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that we blow shofar, we mention that before Tekiyos, to make Kiddush and have a big Kiddush is a bit problematic. Some don't like the idea that a person makes Kiddush, imagine Sunday, you make Kiddush before Tekiyos, and you have a chreis, let's say, 3-4 Rogelach. 3-4 Rogelach is certainly more than a Shia of a Kebeta. And the post can say, to have a Shia of a Kebeta before Tekiyos Shofar is an issue. That's what they say, is a bit of an issue to have a Kebeta before Tekiyos Shofar. And that's interesting. Shia Kebeta is only regarding bread-based food items. But if you have, let's say, 2 Rogelach, you have 1 or 2 Rogelach, which is less than a Kebeta, and then you have a bowl of Rice Krispies, a bowl of, you have 5 bananas, 10 apples, and all the rest of it, there's no issue. The issue of these poskim is only to have before Tekiyos is to have something bread-based, you're having Rogelach or Kuchen, and those things more than a Kebeta is kedai to avoid. It's kedai to avoid, you can have loads of Rice Krispies, that's not a shayla. The shayla is to have something which is bread-based for more than a kebeta, that's an issue. But when it comes to Shabbos Day, we haven't got an issue of eating before Tekiyos. When it comes to the first day Rosh Hashanah this year, there's no Tekiyos Shofar, right? Unless you are the Rif, we mentioned yesterday the Shittas are Rif. He actually blew Shofar in his shul, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, he blew Shofar. He blew shofar. It's against the chesh. It's based on the Mishnah. His kinyan reichon and zakai. She will take him a mikdash. Yeah, she will take him. You have to have tayonim. The other. So lemaisa, we don't blow shofar, obviously. But the shayla is: can you now make kiddush and have more than a kebeta? Shabbos, there's no issue if a person feels the need to have even more than a kebeta. If you feel the need, really, really, because really, once you've knocked away the chi of shofar, you're back to every Shabbos. It's not usually negeah so much because we usually stay for the rest of davening. You come for Shachar Shabbos day. You stay till the end of davening and then you have Kiddush. But what happens if you would want to make Kiddush before Musaf? Let's say in the middle of Kiryas HaTorah, you smell the kugel next door and you manage to get the key for the kitchen and you see what's going on there, the Hailach Kiddush there, and you want to make Kiddush, you feel takah very shvach. Before Musaf, is there any issue in making Kiddush before Musaf? It's not so negeh, but a maisa, the halacha is that you can definitely have till a kebeta, and even more than a kebeta if you feel the need. It's not like tekiyah shofar, you haven't got the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar to fulfill, you've only got a mitzvah of musaf. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of musaf, there's no major, a person should try and avoid more than a kebeta, but it's not the same level as by tekiyah shofar. Tekiyah shofar is a chiyuv, it's already a different level of chiyuv. That you find in the Shatzin and some of the Reish Pei Vav, that in regards to Musaf, it's much less kulidig. Those who have a minig, I don't know, maybe some of the Olam know of some people who have a minig, not to make Kiddush on Shabbos, even Shabbos, where there's no Tekiyos, they don't make Kiddush till the end, they don't want to know till after davening. The Ma'ay said, there are those which are noeg, Rav Duna, Zeichat Tzadik Yevrocha, he had a minig not to eat at all, even Shabbos. Because some places can say Zichrin Torah, when you mention the Pesukim in Shofaros, when you mention the Pesukim, that is considered as if you're blowing the Shofar, so therefore you didn't eat at all. Those people which don't eat Bechlat, don't make Kiddush, they have to make sure to drink something before they go out, before Shacharis. Why? Because if they don't drink, then it ends up being they're fasting till after Chatzos, which is an issue in Halacha. So that's just something to take into account. I don't think it's going to get to most of us. Most of us are making Kiddush. We haven't got the Shaila. We're going to make Kiddush Shabbos. When it comes to first day, second day, when it comes to Sunday, it's kedai to try and limit the bread-based zachen to less than a kebeta. Okay, so interesting chat for Shabbos. You ready for this one? Interesting chat for Shabbos, where you want to make a hafsoka before Musaf. It's kedai to remember, if you're the gabbal, if you chat any of these things, to return the Sifrei Torah back to the Or HaKodesh before the hafsoka. Normally, you want the Sifrei Torah out during the Tekiyos. It's a grace of Maida, should be a Sifrei Torah there, it's a grace of Maida. But where, so therefore you keep it out, some people keep it out during the Hafsoka. You have a 45 minute Hafsoka, you keep it out. You cover it, people, yeah, very nice. But when it comes to Shabbos, where there's no purpose of having a Sifrei Torah there because you're not blowing, then the place can say it's Kedai to return the Sefer Torah. Again, for those who are involved.
What we're doing, I don't know what we're
doing. Yeah, it's very hard to remember from 10 years ago. It's only, again, 10 years ago, and then it's difficult to remember. The Maaseh, the place can say it's Kedai, you finish with the Sefer Torah, return it back, and then Klapos to Santa Chat. Yeah.
So what you say that got... people might, you might leave it out?
Usually we leave it out. Absolutely. Right, the Maaseh, because you're so used to leaving it out. Usually we leave it out for Tekiyah Shofar, so you don't know any better. When it comes to Shabbos, where there's no Shofar, you don't need it. You don't need the Sefer Torah out.
So
you say your halalu before. So you say your halalu before, and then you come back for hinni anumi mimas. Watch out for Edessa. You'll see what's going on. See what happens. Wait for the action. Okay, wait for the action, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi, are you ready for a chiddush? If you thought that was a chiddush, listen to this chiddush. Many people this year, throughout the world, will be davening biyachidus, possibly for the first time in their lives.
Yeah.
They'll be davening biyachidus at home. Listen to this halacha, and it's amazing. Right? Listen to this. 3 hours into the day, is Sof Zman Krishma, is 9:53. Shtei mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Thank you, Rabbi Simcha. Thank you. Rabbi Simcha, do you want to say it?
No.
You can't daven musaf biyachidus. I've got your cover there, so I can say it now. You can't daven musaf biyachidus before Sof Zman Krishma. This is a fascinating halacha. Shulchan Aruch. Why? This is fascinating. Because if you're davening biyachidus, the first 3 hours of the day is extra din. So if you're with a tzibur, then Hashem sort of, so to speak, calms down. You've got a koyach tzibur. But if you're alone at home, yeah, then it's not kedai to get involved with tefillahs and even tekiyah shofar, Rabbi Yisai. It's actually, there's a whole to do this year. We need to get a lot about tekiyahs. To blow shofar around town for those which are stuck at home, and many people want the people who are offering to blow shofar to come around early in the morning, so then they'll be yoy to the mitzvah. Again, it's a shteitan halacha. It's kedai to be medaktik against the lower darug of davening. Davening is a shteitan shulchan aruch with tekiyos as well. It's kedai to be medaktik, not to blow shofar to be yoy to the mitzvah before 9:53, because we don't want to interfere. With din, we want to do as least possible. Shacharis, the reason why a yochid can daven shacharis is because everyone's davening shacharis at that time. So you're like part of the tzibur, even if you daven biyachidus. Interesting. But musaf, since most shuls are not up to musaf, if you're alone, don't daven musaf. That's the chanisa. Tekiyas as well, the Mishnah Berurah recommends not to also be miyot to the mitzvah tekiyas before the zman of the 3 hours. Once the 3 hours are up, then you can go ahead with the tekiyas and the musaf. I think it's a Moridik and Musaf Haskell that you see a koyach of a tzibur. Hashem's upset, a sort of, he's got a lot of din, not upset, not the right word. He's doing din, he's very involved in din. You don't want to get involved unless you're in a tzibur. So I think it's a Moridik and Musaf Haskell that shows what Klal Yisrael can do together as a unit of 10 people do together. They can take away the, not even called Charon Af, it's called the din. They can take away the din and they can dilute the din and they can go ahead with tekiyas even before this man. It's only if you're davening biyachidus that musaf is a no-no before that zman, and tekiyas as well as kedai to delay the tekiyas as much as possible till after this man of 9:53. Someone told me he's planning to go into hospital first Sunday, and he wants to know if he can daven everything first. It's like an interesting chat if he's able to arrange that the musaf should be after the 9:53, that's kedai to push musaf after later. Okay, an interesting chap. Someone told me he's got a relative who wants to know if he can come for a meal, Rosh Hashanah. The relative is not a Shomer Shabbos, but not only that, it's Nishkan Shomer Shabbos, but Farhesia. He's got and he doesn't want to know. Mamish, he's not a mumma, it doesn't want to know about Yiddishkeit. It's a very interesting halacha. So he asked me what day he
is.
So he's going to turn up in his car, is his own issue. Let's assume he's local and he's going to come by foot.
Mm.
Interesting chap that he should invite him for the Shabbos meal rather than the Yom Tov. Can you any chap? Why?
Yeah, adding on food.
Thank you.
Cooking.
Thank you. It's a state and Hilchas Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Only for yourself. You can't cook for a non-Jewish person. There's this joke, not a joke, this person happened, the person's schlepping all his bags, yeah, coming from one meal, going to another meal, and then he's carrying his bags and his pram and everything, and then his neighbor, his non-Jewish neighbor, asks him, can you just give me a hand to take something in? And he says, no, I can't, it's Yom Tov, right? And he's carrying all his stuff. Because to state you're allowed to do malacha for yourself, but you can't do malacha for a non-Jewish person. So, Zos says the Mishnah Berurah, who adin for a person who's mechala Shabbos befarhesia, would be the same halacha that you can't cook for a mechala Shabbos befarhesia. I said, as it's straight in Mishnah Berurah. Kumtais. So the Mishnah Berurah Taka says that if a person mechala Shabbos befarhesia would be the same halacha. And therefore, Satinish, you have to deal with that, Chaznish, Chulikim, you have to get busy with that. But on the face value, at a shallow level at least, you've got an Indian that is a minor to invite him for Shabbos, again, let's just figure out clearly. Yom Tov, because you can cook for yourself and not for a goy, therefore Shulchan Aruch says don't invite a goy for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, because you may come to cook for him and you're not allowed to. And who are doing for a person who comes Shabbos. Whereas with Shabbos, where you can't cook for you and yourself, it's pas nishli gazera. So you can invite Shulchan Aruch, so you can invite a goy be'etzem for your Shabbos meal be'etzem, yeah? But the ma'isaf is an interesting chaf that it's kedai to use it for Shabbos. Sorry.
Is it good?
Air of health filters
that way, right? Does the air of health, the chayra would? Because the whole issue would be, does the air of health for chayra that would help? And the chanami, I was assuming that it's taka. And there's no Aaron and Taka there would be as a chap, an interesting chap.
Same inviting a geir as well.
Yes, interesting. Is it interesting? Yeah, inviting a person who plans to become a geir, there should be a minor to invite him for Shabbos meal, as opposed to inviting for Yom Tov meal, just posh the case. Tashlich.
Anywhere out of that?
Pasha Shulchan Aruch, that's it. That's an interesting chap. Those you should know, if you know he's going to come along with his car, Pesim are not happy with that. Then there might be some, each case you have to deal with individually, because then Rabbi Anthony mentioned that if he's going to come with his car, then driving a car on Shabbos is way worse than driving a car on Yom Tov. We all know the joke we said from Dan Fisher. Yeah, it's not much of a joke. He held it a moment. He said if it was up to him on Yom Tov afternoon in his spare time, he would drive around the Gatz Hashkun Yerushalayim with his window open, shouting at anyone smoking, Atam Chalel Yom Tov. Why? Because he held driving a car is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. You get going to turn on the first time. Then just pressing the revs, all the revs is just Moisif Eish, which you're allowed to do with Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Whereas a person smoking, which is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that was his opinion, yeah, not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, Atam Chalel Yom Tov. That was his dream, that one day he'll be able to sit in a car. Obviously, he was a dying in the Rabbanut, so he wouldn't be able to do that. But he, in theory at least, he held that should be the halacha. The Maya, so we have to move on, and we've got a shayla of Su'ud the Shlishis is a big shayla. Shabbos day, you finish the long davening, and you come home. But etim now, you have to do one meal for the first day meal, and you have to also have to Su'ud the Shlishis. And all these two meals have to be done from 1 o'clock. Let's say you finish 1 o'clock, 1:30. Between 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, yeah? 3 o'clock more like. From 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock, you have to chap around two meals. Why are we saying till 4 o'clock? Shkir is a lot later, seven o'clock barely. Because ideally, you shouldn't have a meal before Shah, any time after Shah Tashias. They call it Ashar series, and which is about 4 o'clock, right? The reason is because you're going to have a Yom Tov meal that night. So the person should be a bit hungry. Person should be a bit hungry for the meal. Therefore, there's a maila not to. There's a maila not to start a meal after that zman, but if a person didn't manage, then you can obviously have a kibitza, just have a little bit more than a kibitza to be ate to the mitzvah, and not have a massive suda. But ideally, a lot of people try and split up the meal. What they do is, they come home, let's imagine this year, Corona be earlier, let's say 1:30. Let's say 1:30, you come home, 1:30, 1:45. You start off, you wash, and you have your egg and liver. And then you bench, and you're mafsik. You go out for a little bit of a walk, or you're mafsik, you learn a little bit for half an hour, sit in a little bit, and then you make another meal and have cholent. That would be a way to split up the meal, to split up the two meals, because you need to get su'ud shlishis before lachatchila, to get su'ud shlishis before shah asiris, which is quite early. I think it's about just after 4 o'clock.
4:08,
thank you. 4:08 is the zman of the Mughal Ram, I think. And therefore it's kedai to try and get your su'ud shlishis before that zman.
The main meal is shah.
It might end up be that your main part of the meal. So at least you've got the liver and the egg to the first meal, that's okay. You should know we're going to have a hard time. It's a bit harder when it comes to Erev Pesach this year. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. And Erev Pesach is Shabbos means that Shabbos morning before the Sof Zman Achila, which is about 11, you've got to make sure after you come home to get two sudas also in about an hour. It's also a struggle. Okay, that's the Hashem, we've got a few short room to come to deal with, right? But that's the mice. When it comes to Suda Shlishis, it's kedai to try and split the meal. Or if a person was stuck and it's after this man already of Shah of 408, then it's kedai to limit it as much as possible. You have a kebeta, obviously, to be yoked to the mitzvah, but that's when they get to that. Taking stuff out of the freezer, obviously, it comes out 3, 4 o'clock. Oh, the maisa, that's interesting. I'm going to mention an interesting point, lachatchila, to get mincha between the two meals. You will find a lot. That's why we don't have tashlich. We don't have tashlich because of the sephorim, right? Because of the machzorim. But we don't. The maisa is good that we don't have tashlich on Shabbos because we need to. A lot of shuls will have mincha in between the two meals. You will see it this year. A lot of shuls will have mincha, like 2:30 to split the meals. They'll have that. You'll see. That is a maila of pikabona to taka have suda shlishes after mincha on Shabbos day. Stop every Shabbos day. There's a maila to have suda shlishes. Only after you daven mincha, pick up all the grace of mine.
Brought and passed closed this year.
This year's
brought and passed closed.
Brought and passed closed? Closed Tashlich, but not
that yet. Ah, yeah?
Shabbos?
Sunday?
Closing.
Ah, so then you can do it on Shabbos. No? Because better to make it than you can do on Shabbos. Okay. There's an interesting parable of the Mishnah Berurah about doing Tashlich on Shabbos. He says, Ha-ra'isi, I saw some people not doing on Shabbos, ve'efsha, because they're scared of the Erev. But what's the problem? Do you know what Shulchan Aruch says? What Tashlich consists of? Do you know what it says? It's like half a posuk. What's the Lashon? What's the Lashon? Shulchan Aruch says, "Mikay Kamoich is ready." I suffer. Yeah, you just say the Tashlich Musuos Yom Kol Chatoisom. That's all you say. Zot the Shulchan Aruch. You go to a yam or whatever, see, and you say the Tashlich Musuos Yom Kol Chatoisom. That's it. Addition Shulchan Aruch. That God's Chasam Sefer says you say Mikay Kamoich, and then afterwards you got all the pages. Right, but really, the Chasam Sefer, right, that all his Talmidim, straight after Mincha, they would go upstairs, they'd be able to see some sort of river from far away, and they would say, Mikay Kamoich, and come back down. That's the whole story. So really, on Shabbos, there shouldn't be much of an issue on Shabbos either.
Walk past the Pasuk, doing exercise, say the Pasuk.
Right, say the Pasuk, yeah? The Chayra, Right, okay, listen, we just have to hope the council are kept busy through the Yom Leroyim. Have to make sure they're kept busy and not have to trouble us. Lemaisa, we've got taking stuff out of the freezer. Bekitsa, if it comes to 3, 4 o'clock and you realize you want to take the soup out of the freezer, you want to take the challahs out of the freezer for that evening, you should know the main concern is not regarding hachana. Really, you may claim it's hachana. You're preparing something for the night, which is a problem to do from one day to another. That's not much of a concern, because if it's early enough, it's 2-3 hours before this man, and it's not nikkeli doing it for Shabbos so much, and it's for a mitzvah, it's for the night meal, so then the Mishnah Berurah is making about that. The main hakavah is to make sure you're not doing boira. Because when you open the freezer, especially by a chest freezer, you've got loads of things taken, and then you want to chop that challah, you want to chop that liver, and you want to chop that ice cream, whatever it is, yeah? That is real boira, which is not mutter for the next day. That I think that is the main concern to remember. When you're taking stuff out from the freezer for the first day to the next, just make sure that you keep it in a masuda. You have one, either someone told me has one designated a shelf that everything needs to be taken out to the fridge from one day to another. That presents no problem at all. You do it early enough, there's no issue with that.
Early enough is in what time? 3, 4 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, so it should be 2-3 hours before, enough time that it shouldn't look like, you know, just taking it out for the night. Before the zman of the next day, let's say that 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Oh, the man is already 7:30, the shkia, 7:15 shkia. So, let's say it's like 4 o'clock, the person knows it's mid-by-dom, it's the Losh Nachai Odom. He takes it out mid-by-dom, that's going to be okay. Right, we're near halfway. But the maestro will just finish off. What should we mention? Okay, just very bekitza. Just very interesting, just to take into account about the tekiyos. Just very interesting. The basic thing is that really, in Minatoru, you need to hear 9 sounds. Tekiah, teruah, tekiah. But we don't know if the teruah is what we call a teruah. That's 9. So we have to do, maybe it's a shavarim. So we have to do now another 9. That's 18 already. But it could also be that the teruah is a combination of the shavarim and the teruah, which is 12. Tekiah, shavarim, teruah, tekiah. Which is 12. 9 and 9. That's what we need to do. Very interesting, just very pekitza. You'll see that the tekiyas by the tashrat, by the longer ones, the baal tekiyah is going to try and aim for 4 seconds. Whereas the tekiyas by the tashat and the tarat, the baal tekiyah will make do with 2 seconds. It's about half the time. That's just one small thing to take into account. The second thing to take into account is that you'll notice that the you'll notice that there's a small pause during the tekiyas, which take place during Shemona Esra, in the Shemona Esra, there between the Shvorim Teruah, there will be a bit of a gap, and you'll hear the Baal Tekiyah, the way he says it, it'll be a bit of a gap. He'll say Shvorim Teruah to show the Baal Tekiyah that there's taka going to be a gap. Listen, I want to thank the Olam for everything that, for coming each and every night that we had the Wazaycha to this year, and the Mizah Shem, the Olam should be Zaycha to Ksivah Chsimat Eilah.
Amen.